Let's talk about the use of adjuvant chemotherapy. Can you talk about the regimens that you're commonly utilizing in your practice?
We primarily use the dose-dense Cytoxan Adriamycin followed by Taxol, with or without Herceptin, depending on their HER2 status.
Another regimen that's been utilized in the last couple of years has been the so-called TC regimen, docetaxel, mm-hmm. cyclophosphamide. Have you utilized that to any extent?
We have used that. We certainly have used that, but our primary one is still the dose-dense. And I don't know, it could be a regional thing. We're not far from New York.
Yeah, no, of course, that's where dose-dense therapy was started at Memorial. Mm-hmm. But I hear people talking about TC more in the lower-risk patients where they're trying to avoid anthracyclines.
Right, exactly.
And the risk of cardiac damage. How much of an advantage is that? I mean, obviously, statistically, it's not that common to see the cardiac problems from anthracyclines. But how do patients see that from your point of view?
Initially, when we do our teaching with patients, we have a printout that we give them that really has just about any toxicity that you could have. And the teaching is always done by either one of the practice nurses, nurse practitioners, or the pharmacist. And so we go over all the side effects. And when you get to the one about cardiac toxicity, it's pretty daunting for a person to hear that you're going to now give me a drug that could affect my heart. But you tell them the percentages and you tell them that it's a low risk. And certainly if it's someone who is healthy, which most women with breast cancer, a lot of them are healthy women, then we tell them it's really, you know, on the risk benefit, it's much more in the benefit column. And I think after a while, it does not seem to be as looming. Initially, they look at it and yes, it's very daunting. And certainly we do, especially for those going on Herceptin, keep a close watch on their MUGA scans, and we teach them what to look for, you know, and to call us.
Now, one issue with the dose-dense regimen, of course, is obviously that they get through the therapy quicker. What have you observed in terms of what that means to patients? What's their level of fatigue when they get dose-dense, and how much of an advantage is it for them to get through quicker?
I clearly think it's an advantage for them to get through quicker. And the fatigue is something that is very evident. I think the whole issue of, you know, we've worked with the neutropenia and we give them the growth factor, but a lot of these patients do become anemic. And that's something that we all have to address with this population. Again, because many of these women carry on with working, with caring for families. And so it's very important that they maintain the highest level of functioning that they can.
We know from our patterns of care studies that, in fact, that dose-dense AC paclitaxel is the most common regimen that's utilized right now in the higher-risk node-positive patient. A lot of times in the node-negative patient, they'll drop out the taxane and just use AC alone. And that's kind of where this TC regimen came in, replacing the Adriamycin with docetaxel. Now, it's been said, or at least the study suggested that maybe, well, certainly, of course, the TC had fewer relapses, which was important to patients, but also their feeling was that it was better tolerated, and particularly they highlighted the GI problems that can be seen with AC. What's your experience with AC versus TC in terms of side effects and tolerability?
I think the AC certainly does have a higher emetic potential than the TC. And because of that, again, you have to pre-medicate with more drugs, and the fatigue is certainly greater with the AC.